Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And once again, you've got Doc Holliday right here on Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And can you believe the rock splitting that's going on in this country? Scandal after scandal. We open up the National Security Agency and then find out they're spying on you and spying on me, all in the name of keeping us safe. But did they ask you? Did they ask me? And what started in the Bush administration as a little checking phone records between Americans and anybody in a foreign country, now we find out they're checking on all of us. Everybody, every phone call, billions and billions of messages, internet, phone calls, time. And they said, oh, we can't, we don't read them. But do they have the ability to go back and read them when they have all the information stored? And how long are they going to store it? And who will have access to that, say, in 10 years, 20 years? Will somebody ever break through and get all the information on you, on me, without a warrant? How do you like that? Well, we're going to be talking about the National Security Agency. Is it good? Is it bad? What does Doc Holliday say about it? We're going to talk about it today. Also, we got a little update on the IRS scandal, what's going on there. And then we also are going to talk about immigration. Where are we? What do we need to do? What's the Senate doing? What should you do? We're going to talk about that. And then the Tombstone of the Week Award does go to Lois Lerner from the IRS because of what she is doing now. What is that? We'll wait to the Tombstone of the Week Award and we'll tell you about it. And last, I want to tie in some things between Richard Milhouse Nixon and Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. So what does Milhouse and Hussein have in common? Well, we're going to find out at the end of the show. Something you may not have thought of because I hadn't heard anywhere else. But you're going to hear it here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Another exclusive. We got some clips we got to play. And I want to hear what your opinion is on what's going on. You can send me an email. Shoot it to radio@teaparty.ms. That's radio@teaparty.ms because it's very important for me to know how you feel about these national security issues. And I'm going to tell you what I feel like today. And maybe your opinion will help my opinion. We're all trying to shape the opinion that we need to tell our government. It's very important. Even though they won't listen to the Tea Party at the IRS, somebody's got to listen to us. And if Rand Paul will help articulate the message and communicate what we want to get into the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives, that's what a republic is all about. And that's why we're going to start the show right here and right now. Hold on to your seats, folks. We got a lot to tell you. I see the moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight. What do you think? That's the song that Mr. Snowden's singing? For those who haven't heard, Mr. Snowden, 29-year-old, he's the Obama youth that voted for Barack Obama. He is the, what everybody said, this is the generation that America needs, and Obama wants to get on his side. And guess what? He doesn't like what the president is doing when it comes to security. He worked for the CIA. Now he works for a business that does contract for the CIA, and he left Honolulu, Hawaii, he left Hawaii to go to Hong Kong, and there he became what he says is a whistleblower. Some people call it a criminal act. What is it? That's what we got to talk about. The National Security Agency, what they're doing is they scoop up billions. That's not a million. That's billions of conversations, of emails, and they're keeping a record that they say, oh, we're not reading it. But do they have access to go back and read it? Do they know what you're saying? How long you spoke with someone? They know the records. How long will these records stay in existence? Forever? And will one day somebody who is in charge of government, like Barack Hussein Obama, if he doesn't like the IRS, how would we know if he got the CIA to spy on private Americans? How would we know if he used that information to fill his computers in Chicago re-election team with all the information they need to make sure Republicans never win an election for the next 100 years? How do we know? Well, I know one thing. Mr. Snowden did commit a criminal act. I believe when you take an oath to not divulge security information and secret information, then that's an oath that you don't need to break. Now, if you feel like it is something on a level that has to be known, there are ways to get that information to congressmen. They reveal this to different organizations. If you don't feel like you can safely say it to within the organization, hey, where's the United States Congress? Where's someone you can trust? There's ways to do it without telling the whole world. And then once you do that, the secrets are out. Now, am I glad he exposed this? Well, I'm glad we're having this debate right now, because President Obama never let us have this debate. And why did this guy, if he's going to expose it now, why didn't he do it last year before the election? He wanted the president to keep spying on us, I guess. So I don't call him a hero. I do not call him a hero. Now, I saw where former Congressman Ron Paul, the father of our present Senator Rand Paul, the senator for people of Kentucky, and he's a senator in the United States Senate. But Rand Paul's father, Ron Paul, who did run for president, he said that he fears for Snowden's life over in China. Says they can send a drone after him and just kill him. Well, I guess they can. They've killed other American citizens, haven't they, on foreign soil. So what kind of powers does this government have, and how far can they go? Well, that's something that is not well known, how far we can go, because the American people don't have all the information on what the National Security Agency does. And it really surprises me right here, right now, that in all the middle of all these scandals, the IRS, in the EPA scandals, we hadn't had time to talk about. And here we are talking about the snooping on American citizens. How do you feel about that? Well, I don't like it. I didn't like the IRS snooping on me, but I still believe they're interagency government agencies that are swapping information and from on the top, and maybe not even leaving a written trail. But I tell you what, I have some feelings on the National Security Agency. And there's some, at the end of the show, I'm going to bring out some points that I haven't heard anywhere else. And I hope that what I talk about on today's show, maybe other people are talking about it. I haven't heard it. But I do want you to hear at the end of the show how I bring this National Security Agency together with the scandals and what's going on and what we need to do. So stay tuned for that. And we've got to get on to some more news. Right here, there is a clip that is coming out. There is a feud because the IRS investigations by the House committee, guess who? By Congressman Issa's committee. Now, Congressman Issa has the minority ranking member is Mr. Cummings from Maryland. And they aren't really working together too good, it seems. There's some tension, and it's escalated because Cummings says he's wanting to release all the transcripts that the investigators of the House committee are getting from the IRS. He wants to, and Issa wants to do just a few because He doesn't want all the information to come out because he says the lawyers can use that and get him briefed for questions before congressional hearings. And then Cummins says the Republicans are slamming everything because it's all political. And basically, this is what Cummins, he made some comments on the CNN program last week. It says the IRS case is solved. Quote, solved, unquote. That's what Congressman Cummins has said, and that it's time for the panel to move on. Can you believe that? We don't even know how Lois Lerner, where did she get her directions? Who wrote these down? Where's the paper trail? How did they know to ask these questions to the IRS, the IRS agents who asked them of the Tea Party? They said the ones in Cincinnati, and they said, well, we got the notes from Washington. So what is it? And then Congressman Cummins says it's solved and it's time to move on. Who's being political, Congressman? Who is being political? I think there's smoke and there's fire underneath, and people are being scared. And more we see this Obama administration taken up right after Richard Nixon. And again, that's what we'll get to toward the end of the show. I just smell something like smoke. And when there's smoke, there's got to be some kind of fire, folks. And that's so we're going to tie some things together as we go on with the show. First, let me play you a couple of these clips. I want to go back about the National Security Agency and what other people are saying, because you need to know. And like I said, I'm interested in what you're thinking, because it is important. We've got to be secure, but we got to have our rights protected. I told you, if you go back and listen to last year's July 4th special, we talked about the United States Constitution and how it got passed, and how dangerously close that so many people, including Patrick Henry and others in Virginia, did not want to pass the U.S. Constitution. He did not want to pass it unless it had the amendments. He didn't. And then he said, don't even bring it to us without the amendments. But they ended up barely passing it in Virginia, other states, with the promise that they would get the Bill of Rights and to make sure the government would not infringe on God-given freedoms. And that's why we call the Bill of Rights the first 10 amendments. And is our government infringing on our freedom, watching us, recording things we do? Folks, there's no mistake. It is. They are encroaching on our civil rights. And now where are all the civil rights folks? Elijah Cummings, Congressman Cummings, one of those. And I just talked about in the IRS. He says it's over. Case solved, he says on the IRS. Does he say the same thing with the National Security Agency, knowing everything? Would he have wanted the National Security Agency recording everything that he's ever done and said and put that out or be able to access it? Well, those are things that we are finding out are very unnerving to the American people. And the press, I told you last week about the press being a lapdog for this administration. That's why these scandals are happening. These scandals should have been well blown off way before now. And this lapdog press, even now they're finding out every phone call they've made has probably been recorded. It's not just the Fox News reporter. It's everybody that's making phone calls. And can government go back and access that? Well, Mr. Snowden, the, quote, whistleblower or criminal, whatever you want to call him, he says they have access to go back. And so I tell you, that's this lapdog press is hurting America. And like I said, let the old dinosaurs die. The New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, these big organizations that did not do their job. If they go bankrupt, let them go bankrupt, and let's get some new media that is not afraid to investigate. And that's exactly what we need to hear. Talking about that, before we move on to the clips I told you, there's one thing I want to know. Nobody's asking. We talk about the IRS and the scandals on the Tea Party, and they talked about spending $50 million for lush hotel rooms, plush places, $50 million for conferences for the IRS. And then they found out some of the leaders at these conferences were staying in rooms that would go for $1,000, $2,000 a night. And then they said, well, it came in a big package deal, and they got all of them even down to about $185 a night, and they're just part of the package deal. Why does some reporter, some investigator not find out? They said it came in a package, and who put the package together, the private agency, got a commission. All right, who are these private agencies? How much money did they give to the Obama reelection team? How much money did it give to the Democrats? I want to know. Now, that's what I'm talking about. The New York Times, if they knew and it looked, made the Democrats look bad, they wouldn't report it. That's why they're a dinosaur news organization. They don't want to report anything that makes the liberal or the left-wingers look bad. So how about it, New York Times? Do you know how much money these people who got commissions from the IRS lavish parties, do you know how much money they gave to the Democrats and gave to Barack Obama? Won't you tell us? Now, let's listen. I want you to hear this clip right here. And this is a clip from the Greta Van Susteren show on Fox News. So I want you to hear what she had to ask and say, and because it brings out some of the questions that are going on and we need answers to.
Is the Obama administration, and perhaps even the Bush administration before it, deliberately keeping Congress out of the loop? We're hearing complaints from both sides of the political aisle.
I am not aware of this program that was revealed today. I have no notice. We checked our emails and our notices. We were never told that we were able to find out the information that's been revealed this week. So I think it's a fiction. It's a fiction that everybody in Congress knows.
We have our intel committee that gets briefed, but the full Congress does not. But there is a fine line here that we need to have greater accountability and greater transparency.
Democrat Congressman Chris Van Hollen joins us. Nice to see you, sir.
Great to be with you, Greta.
I suppose there's, you could know the program exists and you could know the extent of the program, or you could know you don't even know the program exists. What is the level, do you think, of the general briefing of the House on this?
Well, I think the intelligence committees in the House and the Senate were fully briefed. The issue is the extent of briefing of other members. And because you're dealing with classified information, I think we have to improve the system we have of conveying that information from intelligence committee members to other members of Congress who are voting on important issues like FISA and like the Patriot Act, because that portion of the communication system is certainly very imperfect.
I'm trying to understand why this whole system would be classified anyway. I mean, I hear that everyone says, you know, it protects us from terrorism, but then I see what happens with the Tsarnaev brothers in Boston. We didn't catch them, and I bet they were communicating to Chechnya, and they've been tipped off by the Russians, and we still didn't catch that ahead of time, and we gave citizenship, I might add, to one of them during this was going down. And drug dealers use throwaway phones all the time. And so I'm wondering, like, you know, this broad scale of everybody, does it have to be classified?
Well, I'm not sure. I think we're learning a lot more about this program, and the kind of questions you're asking, I think, are the questions that Congress will ask itself.
There you have Greta asking a Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen what is Congress going to do, and he said, well, Congress is going to ask these questions. Well, of course they need to ask the questions, but we're not seeing them have enough time, and that's what bothers me. When did they ask the questions? And we had the IRS scandal going on, the Benghazi scandal, and I think the White House is just whistling as they walk by the graveyard type thing. They're not worried about all these scandals because the more it goes out, hey, they may be leaking this stuff. Who knows what else is going to come out? We find out more about the State Department. We find out, you know, they hid the fact that they were deaths in Honduras. Two pregnant women, two men killed with agents, and that was hidden from everybody. And then they had more prostitute ambassadors, American ambassadors, soliciting prostitute and underage minors. And again, these were hidden. They were hidden from the view for any press or anybody at any time that might bother the election of 2012. So all this stuff is pouring out so fast now, it's like a sewage that's been stopped up and somebody knocked a hole in that sewage pipe, and we got sewage polluted just spilling over in the streets everywhere. And everybody saying, let's just clean it up and go on. And once again, Barack Obama's getting to skip away scot-free, it looks like. That's just what I'm seeing. What are you seeing? Email me, radio@teaparty.ms. And let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. In a minute, I'm going to play one clip about our CIA director, Clapper, new, and now he's being questioned because he's lied for Congress. Should he lose his job? Well, we're going to listen to what Greta asked about from the Democratic congressman. Before we do, let me tell you, I like traveling around the country. I'm going to the Big Apple next week. In fact, I'll be there this last week of June. And I'll still get a program in next week, so don't worry about that. But I am going to the Big Apple, and actually it's not anything to do with politics. I'm going to be there as a chaperone. My daughter is going for the youth group, and we are going to be at some of the parks and doing some evangelical singing. Some of the young people are, but we'll all have on the same shirt. So if you come out and see us, we'd love to have you, and just ask folks where Doc Holliday is. I'd love to meet all my listeners there in the New York City area. I know it's a wide area and a lot of people. Let me tell you where we'll be if you want to come and meet Doc Holliday. Again, this won't be anything to do with politics. Everybody welcome to come and listen. And on Monday, June the 24th, about 3 p.m., we will be at the Richard Rogers Amphitheater in Marcus Garvey Park. That's in Harlem, right in the middle there. So come on out for the 3 p.m. on Monday, June 24th. Love to see you. And also on Tuesday. Tuesday we'll be over at the Bowling Green Plaza in front of the U.S. Customs Building. The young people will be singing, and I'll be around that area, right near the New York Stock Exchange. Yes, so come on out and look for Doc Holliday there. I would love to meet you around there if you're around that. And then on Wednesday, we're about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be at Washington Square Park, Greenwich Village, and right on the campus of the New York University. So our young people will be singing there. Again, nothing to do with politics. We just want to be out there meeting people, helping people. And if you're in those areas, love to meet the listeners of Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. So come ask where Doc Holliday is, and I'll be glad to meet you in person. Now, one of the things I do want to say is, as we continue this program, there was a point where Senator Wyden from Oregon, a Democrat, had asked our Director of National Intelligence, Mr. Clapper, Americans being spied on, and he said no. And so let's see what Greta and the Democratic congressman talked about when they talked about that.
All right, let me ask about Clapper, since I've asked everybody else his testimony, answer to Senator Wyden. I think it's false. I don't know what you think, but is that a disqualifier? Should the highest ranking member, the DNI, be testifying as he did? Should he stay in the job?
Well, I think he's acknowledged that it was misleading. I mean,
that doesn't make it any better.
No, it doesn't. And so then the question is, you know, he has made it clear that he thought he was put in an impossible situation because he was testifying in public about something classified. Now, there's no doubt.
There's no doubt he could have called the next day.
There's no doubt he should have said. I mean, no doubt that he should have said, I can't answer that question in a public forum. He didn't say that. And so it obviously left an incredibly misleading impression. I'd certainly want to hear more about the circumstances, but there's no doubt that was something that resulted in misleading a lot of people. He has responded that he thought that he would have to expose intelligence information and put people at risk if he answered differently. But he could have answered differently. He's also acknowledged that.
Congressman, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Coming up.
Once again, I think we're seeing a mainstream media just getting away with a problem that we see time and time again. I remember back when Bush, President George W. Bush, was president. And it wasn't too long, about in 2006, I believe, but his then Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, you remember? One of the Hispanics he had on his cabinet, he was Attorney General. And then they asked a question of him. And anyway, when the Congress said, "You lied to us." And then once the Attorney General quoted lied, they said, "We can't have anything to do with this. We can't trust him." And basically, they hammered him and hammered him until he had to resign. And he left the Attorney General's office. And he was left, like, and his whole career just nosedived because they said he lied. Now, we got the Director of National Intelligence has blatantly told a lie. And where's the press saying he should be out? There's starting to be some calls for him to resign. But how can you trust somebody to out and out lie to Congress? Did it slip? Well, look, they said that Senator Wyden gave a day ahead, gave a notice of the question he was going to ask. He wasn't just falling on right there in congressional hearing. He had time to prepare for it. And all kind of just outright lying is something that that Gonzalez was thrown out of the Attorney General. And now where is the press treating Mr. Clapper the same? I just don't see it. Now, maybe it'll start beginning, but we have got to get some honesty. We cannot trust this administration. We cannot trust this government. When people lie to Congress, it's time for them to go. Get somebody else in there, and we can try to reestablish some trust in the government. Maybe the president should resign, and we could all jump up and clap, and then we'd look, oh, no, we got Joe Biden. So we got to move on to the show. Let's get to this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. Going to Lois Lerner. Now, for those who are familiar with us, we know that she was the one that actually started the story, leaked it out about, had somebody planted to ask a question so she could apologize to the Tea Party folks because she was a high up in the IRS. Well, eventually she was asked to resign, but she didn't. She didn't resign. She's on leave. She's getting paid. She's staying at home. And guess what? Now we found out last week that she is allowed to go on to her computer from home. She can doctor up her records. She can go right into IRS with her password. And she gets to work from home. She gets to scrub anything she doesn't want anybody to see. She is not what President Obama said. He was furious. He was going, this should never happen, and he'd get to the bottom of it. And Lois Lerner is plugging in from home into the IRS computer. She can do what she wants to. She can erase records. She can, and this president said he was furious about the IRS scandal. He talks big and walks little bitty inch by inch steps, laughing all the way to socialism and communism. Folks, we are living in a time that is very scary. Wake up, folks. We got to wake up. That's this week's Tombstone of the Week Award going to Lois Lerner. Big calls. She's getting paid. She doesn't even have to go to work. She's got a computer access. She can clean up anything she doesn't want anybody to see because she can go right into the IRS and take care of it. Now, that is just special. Well, once again, I told you at the end of the show, we're going to clear up a few things. The scandals, everything falling around, and we've had some comparison because the IRS, that was one of Richard Nixon's downfalls because he used the IRS to go after his political enemies. Did Barack Obama? No. Nobody in the government that's in this administration will ever have a written trail, right? We can't ever find out what happened to the IRS. We can't ever find out who really gave the rules, that let's go after the Tea Party. Let's take the heart out of the Tea Party. Just rip it out. And if you listened to me a couple of weeks ago where we did the I went ahead and did a Mark Anthony parallel speech when he spoke, when he saw the body of Julius Caesar. Well, I spoke like Mark Anthony, and you can go back and listen to that, as if when he saw the body of the Tea Party laying there instead of Julius Caesar. But let me tell you, tying all this together, this is what Doc Holliday's solution is. I haven't heard anywhere else. Maybe it's out there by the time this gets on the program. But we've got the perfect scenario if people in Congress, if Boehner and other leaders in our House of Representatives and in the Senate, if leaders are stepped forward. This is what everybody, if you remember anything about the Nixon era, some of you are young, don't remember a lot. Everybody knows about Watergate. But the one thing everybody was saying, why in the world did Richard Nixon tape everything? And then once they found out they had the tapes and all the conversations were taped secretly, then he could just destroy all the tapes, right? No, because the judge wouldn't let him destroy the tapes. And eventually all that came out, and you can go to archives and hear all kind of cussing that Nixon did on tapes. But guess what? More and more, Obama is morphing into Milhouse Nixon. Why? Because now the one thing we do know is the National Security Agency has spied on everybody in America. So does that mean they have documents of all the IRS agents and all their conversations, the Lois Lerner and other people in Washington? How about going back to Fast and Furious? What did Eric Holder know? And when did he know it? And all these scandals. Let's let Congress, who has the purse strings, they should take the National Security Agency and test its work. Test its handiwork. Go back at all these scandals, the IRS scandal. Go back to Fast and Furious. Go back to everything. Use the government's information against the government. That's how we get to the bottom of this. That's how we get answers. Use the National Security Agency's pile of information that they've been collecting on everybody. Use it on government employees and find out what the IRS was doing. Find out who was talking to who. We got it. It's in the records. It's in the archives. That's what we need to do. Just like Nixon thought nobody knew about the recorded tapes of Richard Nixon. Nobody that knew about the National Security Agency and all the IRS employees. Let's find out who talked to who, when. Congress, use that information and get the government employees, get them using and knowing what they said, what they did, who they called. Use all that information and see how the government likes being spied on by themselves. That's the way Doc Holliday sees it. That's what we should do. Demand your congressman, tell him to use that information and find out at the bottom of all these scandals. Don't let Barack Obama do it. Don't let the executive branch do it. It should be a congressional job. Let Congress do its job. It's a third branch of the government. It has the purse strings and has the authority. It can go in. They don't need a judge. They don't need subpoenas. They don't need the other two branches of government because they have constitutional responsibilities to enforce laws, to make laws. Their job is to make sure they can investigate the other two branches. That's what we need done. That's the way to do it. And let's get to the bottom of all these cases using what we now know we have. That's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics for this week. I'll be here next week. Like I said, I'll be heading to the Big Apple, New York. I told you the dates, and if you're in the New York area, come out to the parks I mentioned, and I'd love to meet you in person, and I hope y'all have a great week. The scandals are unfolding. I can't even begin to tell you that rock-splitting politics is knocking down some walls, and you hear things here you won't hear anywhere else, and that's why you're listening. Tell your friends and neighbors. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.